Have you ever heard people around here call a liver or anything else?
Not really.
Father?
Yeah, I heard it called father.
When you hear that, does that sound kind of old-fashioned to you?
It does in a way to me, yeah.
Yeah. Something that older people would be more likely to say. Okay. In the house that you're in now, is it one of these old-fashioned houses like that have the high ceilings?
Yeah.
How high tall would you think those are that were?
I really couldn't say. I don't know much about, you know, high and stuff.
Well, just a rough guess, how tall would you say you were?
Would that be about 15 or 17 feet?
Sure. Sounds good to me. Well, the house that you're in right now, if you don't stand against it, you stand down. The house that you're in now, does it have a fireplace?
Yeah.
Did you live in it?
Well, we used to, but, you know, it started smoking, you know, sort of, and we stopped using it, and we got, you know, one of those heaters.
Right.
We bought us a heater, and we put it in.
Okay. I'll ask you a few things about fireplaces and things like that. The thing on the outside of the house, up on the top, is made out of brick. Is it smoke in a certain? What would you call that?
A chimney?
Yeah. Now, if it's on a factory, one of these tall things,
I think they would call it something different, but I don't know what they would call it.
Smokestack?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't really know what they call it.
Okay. Well, say, what would you say you burned in a fireplace, these big pieces?
Wood.
Yeah. Would you call the ones that have been cut up, you know, kind of like a cylinder? Do you ever call those anything in particular?
Logs.
You ever heard anybody call them a backstick or a
backstick? Yeah. We use those backsticks, you know, to keep it burning, you know, so it won't go out.
Those would be the ones that would burn all the time?
Yeah, those big, the biggest ones.
Yeah. What about the kind of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Yeah. Is it any particular type like pine or something like that?
Well, pine, it wouldn't really start a good fire. It's, you know, the kind that's been, you know, laying around for a while that's got dried, and, you know, that's the best kind.
Absolutely. Ever anybody around here says light wood or lighter? Meaning kindling?
No.
Okay. What would you call those things inside a fireplace that you would lay the logs across?
Dog sticks?
Yeah. Ever called, you said dog sticks, ever called dog irons?
Yeah.
That's what those are. Could you say that for me?
Dog
eyes. Yeah, I just want to get the thing down the cover. What about a place right over the fireplace? Where you might put photographs or
We used to have one out over our fireplace, but you know when it started smoking, it smoked it up real bad and we just took it off. A mantle. We don't call it a mantle, but we call it something else, but I can't recall what it was. Yeah, but it was something else we called it, and I can't really recall what it was.
If you think
of
it, right
now. Okay.
What about an open place right in front of the fireplace?
The heart?
Yeah. What is that for? Any idea?
I guess, you know, it's to keep the fire off the rug, you know, and stuff in the house.
Keep the fire off the rug. When you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, the stuff that's left, you just call that the
ashes.
Yeah. What color would those be?
Well, gray. You know, at first they'd be gray, and after a while, you know, if they, you know, lay there for a while, they'd probably turn black.
Yeah, okay. And when after you burn a lot of wood in a fireplace, you get this black stuff accumulating.
Smug.
Yeah. Okay. Have you heard anybody call that anything else? Smug or